This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have Rick Harrow here. Anyway, first things first, Mafia, I'm under a tremendous strain here. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Don't forget, we're in Vegas for special editions of For All on the Bench tonight and tomorrow, gearing up for Wilder Ortiz 2. Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena in the MGM in Vegas on pay-per-view, also available on the Fox Sports app. So check it out. And there's great fights on the card. Our buddy Leo Santa Cruz, my favorite fighter, is fighting Saturday night. I love Leo Santa Cruz. He's awesome. I think there's other great fighters out there, Lomachenko, and I think Crawford, Spence. They're all fantastic. Mikey Garcia, but Spence beat his ass. But I'm telling you, Leo Santa Cruz throws more punches than any fighter in the business. Sunday, the NFL on CBS is highlighted by a full afternoon of games, including an NFC South clash between Carolina and New Orleans, and the Raiders are on the road against the Jets. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. Our toll-free hotline is 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a ton of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. You know, the best thing about tonight is that all the guys that thought I'm painful and loud just left, because I don't need you here anyway, you femme. Get out, you fat ass. I'll beat your ass. Our buddy Jason Purcell's here from Tampa, a fan of the show. He snuck in. Who needs a wristband when you know Pharrell? The State of the Bruce is going on, and we're going to talk more with Bruce Pinkow. But first, it's time for another exciting edition of Mr. Harrow, our sports and business insider, Rick Harrow. God only knows where he is tonight. Where are you tonight, Rick?
Naples, LPGA Rolex Awards.
What a thrill going to the ladies' golf.
Hey, listen. They hit the ball better than you do. They hit the ball better than you do, man. I mean,
listen, hey, you've seen me hit some nice, clean six irons. I mean, come on. Now, don't give me that. Now, I know you're a scratch golfer, but you know I can golf.
Well, depends. These ladies would beat
you. I cheat. I cheat at golf.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But listen, it's kind of cool. Annika Sorenstam, some of the icons here at the Ritz.
She's kind of hot.
Being at the event tomorrow. I know, you're not... You're not a big fan, but I am, so just suck it up.
I know you're in deep with the women's tennis and the women's golf and all the rest.
Don't you have women's demographics? I mean, what, 30%? I bet you 25 to 30% of your listeners are women. So
listen, just so you know, chicks dig me, okay? Well, so yeah, I don't have any problem with – I love women. I love women. I just don't watch chick golf, okay?
Obviously not my point. My point
but
is
I don't watch chick golf.
Who listens to you?
I was just talking to several powerful people here. The man that runs the PBC, Bruce Pinkow, is sitting right here listening to the show. He runs all of the PBC for Al Heyman, and he's the man that puts on all the biggest fights in the world, every pay-per-view event, every PBC event, every Fox event. He does everything he did. He ran Golden Boy for 20 years until they screwed him. Bottom line is this, is that my guy, Bruce Pinkow, is the most powerful man in the world. That's all that matters. And then everybody around here knows, and I just was telling him, did I not tell him, Bruce, go on the mic, did I not tell him that you, Rick Harrow, is the only guy that I know that has more juice than you, Bruce.
Wow, all that's true. Nice. And then you ruin it by talking about how I like women's golf, and that somehow
are you still talking about the women's golf with me?
Yeah, I understand. All right,
honestly,
I'm here for the day. And then I'm going to go watch some college football. Is that better for you?
No, that's way better. I told him that I used to go and drink Presidentes with you at the Orange Bowl when you and I were real men and
back
went to men's football games.
Now there's no Orange Bowl. So, and then, you know, being a Dolphin fan, right? So I got to get some credit for
I just want to say one thing to you.
Buffalo Bills last week, right?
Listen, one thing I'll say to you. I'll give you this. I want to sleep with 90% of the chicks on the women's tennis tour.
Nice.
Is that good enough for you?
No. Nice touch.
That doesn't go over either.
You also want the sun to rise in the West, but it ain't happening.
I wish I lived in the West, and I wish I could leave New York forever. How does that sound? How's that for a plan? I'm already making those plans as we speak, as a matter of fact.
I understand.
All right, so what did we do here? You said that the support for the military after Labor Day, that was Veterans Day, that was all big. My father-in-law died. We buried him Tuesday. It was a military funeral. Taps, guns, the flag to the widow, the whole deal.
Yeah, well, listen, Veterans Day came and went, but the bottom line was 500 grand in ticket donations at Penn State for a program. Many of the schools celebrated Veterans Day. So my point was not that Veterans Day is important, but just that it's a legacy to help generate more money for programs on behalf of veterans. So, you know, too bad for your uncle, but
it was
nice.
My father-in-law, actually.
Oh, excuse me,
my
I'm
uncle.
Sorry. But nice.
So anyway, so I buried my dad in July, and 5 months later I buried my wife's dad. It's all awful.
Nice day.
So what do you think of the Dolphins? They're trying to get a Formula One race in Miami Gardens. I'd rather hear about, are they going to build that new soccer stadium down there for Beckham? Because he gets a lot of chicks, too, Shake Out.
Well, not happening right away. By the way, you remember when we were in South Florida and we grew up on the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, and we not grew up, but you know, Beckenbauer and Pelé and George Best and Canalia and all those guys. And everybody was talking about a new stadium down in Miami. And remember, I, for 40 years, tried to get stadiums done in Miami. The referendum passed, still done, and they're talking about Lockhart area as a temporary facility in the middle of the region in Fort Lauderdale. It's not surprising if that becomes a real long-term permanent solution, and it's not a problem because that's the center of growth, maybe soccer, in all of South Florida.
So I told these guys in here earlier that you have been literally behind at least 75% of all the NFL and NBA stadiums that have been built in this country. Is that about right?
72%.
72%. But that it's close. Like, I'm right in the ballpark that you've been involved in all of that stuff. I think that's fantastic. So what is the EverFi chance? Let's go Lightning. Are they in bed with the Lightning?
Yeah, they're in bed with the Lightning. They're doing a deal, the Future Goals program with the NFL, with the NHL. They've got all these school children. They've got many schools, K through 12. And by the way, I didn't ever learn this in school, but they're learning geometry and angles and all that stuff that's important math based on hockey angles and goalie angles and shots coming off the board. And so they're learning STEM and other stuff through novel ways to deal with math. I wish I had a program when I was growing up where you'd learn how to do math by watching football spots.
I have a better story for you. Today I went to Breakfast Mafia with a friend of ours here in Las Vegas, and did he not tell us that his son, getting his degree in, what was it again?
Computer engineering, computer science.
But, STEM stuff.
No, but robots. Like, what is it
artificial
called?
Artificial intelligence.
Now, this guy, listen, he worked in Geneva at the UN, and now he's been, listen to this, he's been, accepted to go to Harvard Law. They want him to go to Harvard Law now and be an artificial intelligence lawyer. And I thought to myself, I told him the story at breakfast. I said, my friend Ricardo went to Harvard. He's rich as Pharrell. I mean to tell you, this guy's got money oozing out of his ears. And if your son ends up getting a law degree from Harvard in artificial intelligence, he's going to be working in a skyscraper in Manhattan making $15 million a year in about 5 years. And how do you like them apples?
I love those apples. I wish I had the ability to learn artificial intelligence when I went to Harvard Law.
Because you just know how to get criminals out of jail.
I have no real intelligence, so why not try artificial intelligence?
Well, all of your friends who went to Harvard are rich, aren't they?
Well, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
I wish I knew more rich friends. You know, if I list my friends and you're on the top of the list, I'm in trouble.
Listen, I just told these guys that Krzyzewski did your book forward. If he's not a rich friend, I don't know who is. What is the deal with the Pac-12? They announced the University of Washington and Tulane will meet in a game in China. Who cares about that? Talk about, will the Pac-12 get shafted out of the college football playoff?
Maybe. I don't know about shafted, but they got to, you know, somebody's got to keep winning, right? I mean, are you talking about Oregon? I mean, if Oregon keeps winning, I'm not sure about shafted. They have as good a chance as anybody as being number four. I'm not sure Georgia ought to be number four. But, you know, Larry Scott is a pretty entrepreneurial commissioner. He was the old ATB head. And he's talking about bringing games to China, getting back to what we're talking about. And that doesn't mean that the Pac-12 ought to generate revenue in China, but the NBA hadn't done a great job there, and there's problems. So they're doing all the right stuff. It's a country where even if you have 1% of the fans being football fans, you're hitting a home run.
So the Rockets lost $20 million because of the Daryl Morey a foot in the mouth?
Yeah, that's the point. Listen, the bottom line is everybody's staying quiet right now. They're trying to put the deals back together diplomacy-wise. The Rockets lost $20 million. Harden lost a lot of money. They're not talking about it, which means it's probably a good idea to put it back together. 300 million basketball fans in China, we need their money. They need to watch our quality, so I think it'll work out.
So Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, how much money did they make off of WrestleMania 35?
$165.4 million, that's
Jesus.
All. Jesus. And not only that, the revenues were tax revenues, $27 million, federal, state, local taxes, 82,000 people at MetLife, 50 states, 68 countries. It's the highest grossing event at MetLife. And so they're going to Tampa, and now they'll put a bid package together where anybody will bid for the rights to WWE. I've been doing some media around the country this week. Everybody wants the WWE. It's a really, really good thing.
It's huge.
Good impact, good numbers, and they'll get major events.
Bruce, let me ask you a question. Bruce Pinkow, the head of the PBC, like one of these fights, and let's say they're hypothetically, let's just say they had 300,000 or 400,000 pay-per-view buys. How much money can you just give me a ballpark, like for a big event like this? If it went off successfully and you got like 400,000 to 500,000 buys, and then the merchandise and the tickets and everything else and the TV that's involved in an event like this, what kind of money would that generate?
Well,
in a weekend.
I mean, you can do the math yourself. The gates are published by the Nevada State Athletic Commission in California as well. So
right.
We've done gates from $3 million to $50 million. Mayweather Pacquiao had
right.
some crazy number gate. Pay-per-views are usually about $80, a pop. So if you do, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, that's a pretty good night. If you do $1 million, that's a great night. And in the case of Mayweather, if you do $4 million, you're talking about mega events. I was just talking to Bob Bennett, the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, about how important boxing and MMA are to the local economy. And Rick knows more about this than I do, about
right.
how much, revenue it brings in, not just in terms of, hotel room nights, but, mom and pop stores and,
right.
and local economies. And how
so,
much
Rick, like, how much would the Super Bowl 54 in Miami generate for Miami and Dade County?
$500 million. But, see, that's the point. And Bruce is absolutely right. You don't have to have a $500 million event to still do the numbers. The mom and pop stores, the hotels, the restaurants – Vegas is easy to quantify because those tourist convention center people are really good at what you call heads and beds counts. They talk about how people come in for the weekend and whether it's a fight or a Raiders game or a Knights game, you're going to spend a few extra nights other than what you would spend normally, and that adds up to hotel, restaurants, and dollars. And the tourist dollars, you can figure it out and then funnel it back to make sure you got more events. So, Vegas does it right, and other cities should follow.
I got to tell you, Rick, have you been to the Vegas Golden Knights hockey experience at this T-Mobile Arena?
T-Mobile Arena is the best. And
it
how
is.
About when – and by the way, it's perfect because I don't care about Antonio Brown, nor does anybody else. But,
right.
but how about what Gruden is doing to prepare the team for its first year in that new Allegiant Stadium next year? And they may make the playoffs this year. They probably will. And Gruden has done it right. Last year, everybody wanted to fire him. Now they've got all these draft picks. The Bears stink. Khalil Mack was maybe a curse for them. The Raiders have all these draft picks.
Right.
They've got a great town, a great market, a stadium that's funded by this tourist tax money. They've got the Golden Knights, too. So it's all happening, right? And you see the stadium maybe from where you are right now. How about that? It's coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's unbelievable. I drove by it like 6 months ago or something when I was here, and the thing like literally is like almost done. They put it up so fast. It's going to be a Shangri-La. It's going to be – I've said this before, and I'll say this to Rick and Bruce and the audience, that I believe in 5 years after it opens that I believe the Raiders – I truly believe this – will pass the Cowboys as the most profitable team in the NFL. I think they will become the new standard of money-making operations in the league because they're going to have everything. They're going to have Super Bowl. Bowl's there. They're going to have Final Fours. They're going to have everything concert. That place is going to be a cash cow, and that team is going to be worth more than $5 billion. I guarantee it's going to be worth $7, $8 billion in 5-10 years. Let me ask you this. Streaming sports, the fans are doing that now more than paying for TV packages. Everybody's streaming sports now? Everybody's on these streaming services?
Mark this down, man. You passed the Rubicon. This week is the first time that people acknowledge through this report that 58-60% of people who are consuming content are doing it on iPhones and iPads. And years ago, you'd have said that's stupid. And anybody who talks about TV ratings, even if it's pay-per-view, based on traditional TV, is leaving out 60% of the market. And also, who's watching these games on the Internet? Young people, people who are going to be spending more money. And so the whole idea of traditional Nielsen TV ratings is out the window. And for the first time, we realize that more people are watching on devices than they are on TV. It's really, 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 really important.
Lastly, Rick, for the tech top story, I think it is this, is that I saw this story the other day on I actually saw an interview with the owner of the, you know, Capitals, Leonsis, talking about, I think that's who it is, right? So
right.
He was talking about the new William Hill deal, that they have literally a sports book in the new, you know, the Capitals arena in D.C.,
right.
They have a deal now with William Hill. It's just enormous. And you can actually – now you have to walk in from the street as an NBA customer, but as an NHL customer, you can go right from the sports book into the arena to the games, and you can bet on the games right at the arena. That's crazy. Now, they have that at The Rock in Newark, but I don't think you can place bets in there, even though you can bet in New Jersey.
Yeah, but listen, 3 years from now it's not going to matter because everybody's going to do it. And Leonsis has – not only taken the advantage, he had a restaurant that he's turned into a gaming center, and the esports deal that he's got, the team is called Wizards District Gaming. They've got an NBA deal, so they've got a jersey patch that's tied in. Everything they do is tied into kind of vertically integrated stuff. So they got gambling, they've got esports, they got the WNBA, they've got everything tied into gambling again. And the bottom line is it's a tip of the iceberg. You say you can gamble in certain places today, but wait for next year.
All right, Rick, great stuff tonight. I got to run. Fabulous. What are you going to this weekend?
Miami FIU. How about that? They look better, right? And then I'm going to Dolphins Cleveland in Cleveland. So I can't believe I'm traveling the country to watch my team.
I can't believe you're not going to Wilder Ortiz.
What is
the problem?
Rick.
You guys call me and tell me what happens, okay?
Listen, the next time they have a huge fight in Vegas, you got to come to the fight. You've never been to a championship fight with me.
I know. Will you take care of me?
I will.
Deal.
And by the way, if you can't make it, you know, it's easy enough to order on
pay-per-view.
Fox Sports
pay-per-view. I got it. Right. I understand. Wow. Nirvana. All right.
And even the app, the Fox Sports app.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
Man. Bye, Bruce. I'm in.
All right.
See ya.
There you go. You say goodbye, Bruce. All right.
See you later.
All right. There you go. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.